For Friday, January 4th, 2008, this is your AvWeb AudioCast from AvWeb.com, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you today by IFR Magazine. And we're speaking today with Craig Russell of Madison, Alabama, president of Americans in Orbit 50 Years Incorporated. And Craig has decided it's his mission to try and recreate America's first manned orbital space flight, NASA's 1962 Friendship 7 mission. Now, the flight will occur in 2012 to celebrate the 50-year anniversary. Did I get all that right, Craig?
Yes, sir.
All right, good deal. Now, before we get too far ahead, we pick this up from the Huntsville newspaper, the Times, I believe.
That's correct.
Huntsville Times. And there was sort of a misstatement that sort of appeared in there, and I think it's been picked up by some other news organizations. So you want to make that correction right off the bat, I think.
Sure. We were, it spoke of the original flight plan that Glenn would accomplish 7 orbits, and in fact, that was incorrect. The flight plan was never scheduled for more than 3.
I guess that's a little myth or urban legend, I guess. It just kind of got out there somewhere.
It was the movie, The Right Stuff. Mission Control called up saying you have a go for at least 7 orbits. And what that meant was the Mission Control determined on the ground that he had sufficient altitude and velocity to go for 7 orbits should he have to stay up for some unforeseen reason. That was what that comment was about, and a lot of people took it to mean that the mission was flight planned for 7, which in fact was not the case.
Okay, well, let's just start at the beginning and find out a little bit about you. You have an aviation background, correct?
Yes, sir. I graduated the Air Force Academy in 75 and Air Force flight training in 76 and flew for the Air Force for 6 years and then went on to fly in the airlines until December of 2005.
Well, that's quite a resume. What kind of equipment did you fly in the Air Force?
In the Air Force, I was dual qualified in the KC-135 air refueling planes and also the T-38.
All right. Well, that's a hot rod.
Oh, yeah.
I think, Craig, that they already made a movie about this. It was called The Astronaut Farmer.
That's correct.
Did you happen to see that movie?
Yes, I did.
Did that inspire you, or was it something else? Where did this idea pop into your head?
I'll go back to the beginning. Ever since I was a kid, I was old enough to remember. I was 4 years old when Sputnik went up, and my dad explained to me that it was in outer space going around the Earth once every 90 minutes. And, of course, Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon were on TV. And then Yuri Gagarin went up, and we were right behind in Project Mercury. And I've always been captivated by space flight since those early days. And how I came up with this recreation was Congress established the Centennial of Flight Commission in 1998 to recreate the Wright Brothers flight and to celebrate the 100-year anniversary in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that the administrator of NASA, Sean O'Keefe, was a member of that commission. And NASA had a big role in helping to make recreate the Wright Flyer. They made available wind tunnels and other NASA assets to help out. So I thought that was very interesting. And then in 2002, Lindbergh's grandson recreated his father's flight to celebrate the 75th anniversary. Then the actual Wright Brother recreation took part in 2003, and then Burt Rutan's group went up in 2004, and it was privately funded, as you know, by Paul Allen, and that that's when it all came together to me that, okay, a space flight was possible, and not only was it possible, but it was possible to be privately funded. And so I just asked around, since I live here in Huntsville, there's a lot of NASA engineers that I see on occasion, and I asked what NASA was going to do for the 50th anniversary, and it didn't look like they were going to do anything along these lines. So I just thought it would be worth starting up a nonprofit organization and seeing if we could get interest and funding to recreate this thing.
So you're going to need lots and lots and lots of money to get this thing off the ground, right?
That's correct. We estimate $47 million at this point.
Do you have any big contributors like Paul Allen or somebody of that stature that's stepped up?
No. We have just, in fact, officially started the fundraising process on the 31st of December. We've not yet had anyone come forward, but we are in the process of contacting foundations through grant writers for possible funding in that way.
All right. So I imagine that you are going to recruit, or maybe you have already, some rocket engineers, people to help plan this thing from the technical and logistical side and move it forward.
Well, the launch vehicle, the rocket itself, is being made by a rocket factory, Space Exploration Technologies, located in Hawthorne, California. So they will be taking care of that. What we're concentrating on is the construction of the capsule itself. And what we're in the process of doing is forming a consortium of universities, engineering universities across the country, to actually build the capsule from the original plans, which are located at the National Archives and Records Administration out in Fort Worth, Texas.
Now, are you going to be the pilot or the astronaut of this thing, or are you going to recruit somebody to do that?
Oh, no. Yeah, we'll be looking for volunteers, and they'll have to have basically the same credentials that NASA required back then. Because the capsule is so small, first of all, the person can be no taller than 5'11", and would have to be a pilot, and with a minimum of 1,500 hours in high performance aircraft, and naturally they'd have to be an American citizen, because this is going to be an all-American effort, because it was an American achievement.
So you've got about 4 years to consider applications. I'm sure you'll get into that process a little bit later.
That's correct.
Have you actually spoken to John Glenn to ask him what he thinks about it?
Yes, I have. He called our office on April the 18th, and it was very warm and very friendly call, and naturally he had many questions that we were able to answer to his satisfaction, and he wished us well and good luck on the project.
Well, it's kind of nice to have John Glenn's blessing.
If he wouldn't have wished us well, we would not have proceeded.
Yeah, I can see that. What about NASA? Have you bounced this idea off those folks?
Yes, I have. I went to Washington with our Vice President, Bill Larson, and we did brief an associate administrator, and he was not very enthusiastic about the idea. But I'd like to point out that things have changed, though, since that briefing. At the time of the briefing, the plan was to only have 150 young people from all the different states come to view the launch. Well, that's not much educational value, 150 kids observing a launch. So since then, our plan has changed to, like I said, hundreds if not thousands of students can be involved directly with not only building the capsule, but putting up space science experiments in the adapter section which will be aft of the capsule, which can carry up to 16,000 pounds of space science experiments or small satellites.
So you would launch somewhere in the U.S.?
Cape Canaveral.
Okay.
The SpaceX people, Space Exploration Technologies, their short name is SpaceX, actually have a pad at the Cape to launch out of.
Now, I was curious, have you talked to Billy Bob Thornton to see what he thinks about it? Okay, that was a joke.
No, I haven't.
That was a joke. Well, I guess it's something that we'll be following and cheering you on. I hope it works out for you. And if somebody, a corporation, a big rich movie star, would like to donate to this effort, how do they go about that?
Our website can accept funds through PayPal, and funds can be sent directly to our office, and all those contributions would be 100% tax deductible.
And give us that web address real quick.
Sure. It's AIO and then the numerals 50.org.
Once again, that's Alpha India Oscar 50.org. And that's Craig Russell. We appreciate him being with us today. Today's audio cast was brought to you by IFR Magazine. Be sure and check him out on the web at ifr-magazine.com. Comments on today's audio cast, welcome. Audio news at halfweb.com. And look for our next audio cast on Monday, January 7th. For Halfweb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.